Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
It's Friday, Friday, Friday. What's up, guys? 5th of December. Thank you so much for starting the weekend off with us.
Thank you.
What point does a friend become so close that you don't need an invite anymore to just drop by?
Not just drop by. Come to parties, come to gatherings. It's a whole thing.
It is. So Angie has been on hold waiting to settle the debate this morning. Who's in the wrong here? The best friend for not extending an invite? Or Angie for assuming she didn't need one?
Yeah. The unsurprise, like the surprise pop-in and unannounced pop-in is wild.
Get her on with us. Hi, yeah. Angie. How's it going?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say that I'm not trying to take sides here, but I think you're 100% in the wrong on this one.
I need to hear the full story before I pick my side. So
go ahead, Angie. Yes, let it rip.
You just have to let me explain myself, okay? Because I am telling you, this is not on me, okay? So, like, are you guys cool with me just being like blunt? Because I have some thoughts.
Let it rip, sister.
Be blunt. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, I promise I won't swear because it's holiday season or anything, but
And the FCC, but yeah,
honestly,
perfect.
I'm still heated about this situation, okay? So my best friend, and when I say best friend, I mean, like, she's basically my sister. She had a little holiday party this year at her house. I saw that she was doing it on Facebook. Nothing crazy, right? It was the day after Thanksgiving. She invited, like, all of her coworkers over, and I wasn't technically, like, on the invite list, but, like, I mean, why would I need an invite? Like I said, she's like my sister. I've known this woman for like 25 years. So that's what I'm thinking, basically. Right.
Okay.
So I've been to every holiday party, every get together she has ever hosted. We have been through everything together. Right. So I showed up, right. Not a big deal. I even brought a bottle of wine, right? I didn't show up empty-handed.
No, of course.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Generous.
Thank you. I mean, it's just good etiquette, right?
Was it Yellowtail?
Oh, my.
Friends, yeah.
No, what? No, I picked up something.
I'm kidding.
It's a little nicer than that, right? It's a holiday party. I was like, okay, you know, Merry Christmas. I'll bring this in for you. Okay, so I walk in the house. And I'm super excited to see everybody, right? And when she sees me walk in the door, she's like looking at me like she is looking at a ghost. And I was so confused.
So you basically invited yourself over there. You didn't ask her to show up. This is a party she had for her, who was it, coworkers?
Yeah, it was for her coworkers, but like we don't work together right now, but we have worked together in the past. We've been coworkers before.
Wait, so you've like, shared the same coworkers? Like you know these people?
Not these people. I mean, like I've heard her talk about them before. Like
that's
you know,
a parasocial relationship.
I know who they are.
Sure.
Right, exactly. And when I walk in, like she is literally she comes up to me and she's like, "Angie, what are you doing here?" And I was like, what do you mean? You're having a party. We're best friends. Like, of course I'm going to be here. Hello. Sure. Everyone's like staring at me. Like I just like crashed somebody's wedding or something. I was like, what is going on? She pulls me aside. She's like super upset that I'm here, which like, first of all, ouch. Like, hello. Like I said, we've been best friends for 25 years. Like,
yeah, but you weren't invited.
I want to come to your party. Well, it's like, I mean, it's always an open invite. Like, of course I'm invited. If I ever had anything, like, I don't need to put her on the Facebook invite list. Like, she just, you know, she's invited, you know.
So let me ask you, is she married? Does she have kids?
Oh, yes, she's married. Her husband, I think he wasn't there that night. He's like, he's out of town for business, I think, or something. So he's not even there. So I was like, I figured, you know, like, it's just her. I'll come. I'll bring some wine. You know, I'll like, you know, help be a little host with her, you know. And I figured I was doing her a favor. I'm so confused as to why she's looking at me like this.
It's not. But this isn't a 90s sitcom. You can't just drop by and walk in someone's house when they don't even know you're coming over.
We have that kind of relationship. Okay.
Clearly, you don't.
I don't think so. No.
Well. Until this night, like until this party, I thought we did, and now I'm so confused. I mean, if she popped in my house, I mean, anytime is fine. I would never, you know, I would never be upset if she came walking through the door. And
yeah.
So she's super upset. I'm so confused. I was like, I'm sorry. I shouldn't need a formal invite to step into my best friend's house.
I get it. I have that relationship too. But at the same time, a text at the very least, hey, I'm popping by, for her to either say thumbs up or her to say, yeah, no, it's not that vibe. Like, we're wrapping up, whatever. You don't know what was going on. Maybe she's up for a promotion and you're just a lot.
I get where you're coming from. I did this too at one point with friends, but it was before they were married with kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't do that now. And they can do it for me because I'm the single guy. You know, come over anytime. I don't really have responsibilities, but you doing that, I don't understand why. It's weird to me that you don't find it weird.
Listen, you guys don't understand, okay?
So
this woman and I, our relationship, it's just that's totally like not out of the ordinary. Anytime,
well, if that was the case, she wouldn't have been weirded out when you showed up.
Exactly.
So
no, I'm sorry, I disagree. I just really think that she's in the wrong here.
I don't. I mean, it's her house.
Really, it's her house. I don't understand why you would think.
You changing facts is wild, but whatever.
Okay.
No.
It's okay. We got to go.
585-252-9800. Whose side are you on here? Who's right or wrong? Angie just kind of showed up.
I'm telling you, she's the one that made it weird. It was not me.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks anyways, Angie. I'm going to get to some texts and messages coming in, but I appreciate you agreeing to come on the show with us. I thought this was interesting. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Okay.
right out the gate, this lady needs to be taught some manners. You can't just show up at someone's house, best friend or not. If she didn't invite you, that is the message right there.
This person says, I wouldn't even do this with my real sister.
Yeah, I don't either anymore.
This person says, it doesn't matter if your family or best friends, boundaries still exist, and it's simple. It's a simple ask. She's not in the wrong.
Let's go over to Liz. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I would be pissed if my own mother or sister did this to me, because people have work circles, and I would have been upset too. Just because we are best friends, it doesn't give you the right to just show up unannounced. I kind of got the ick listening to her on the phone.
I have like different friend groups, and that's fine. Like, I have friends from high school. I have friends from workout. I have friends from, you know what I mean? And when those like intertwine and intercross, that's fine. It's not like I don't want that to happen, but I just need a heads up, because it honestly causes me a little bit of anxiety to have like my wires crossed in life sometimes.
I totally get that too. Let's go over to this person. Shannon says, if my best friend crashed the party, I'd laugh and hand her a drink. No way would I act weird about it. Hi, Moose and Breezy. A few years ago, I was in charge of throwing a baby shower for a close friend at work. Strictly just our circle of people we work with. My best friend, who's no longer in my life, showed up and starts asking people to do shots.
Oh my gosh.
It got messy, but people need to understand boundaries. Yeah, so, I mean, clearly the holiday season is when boundaries go right out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Angie, you're in the wrong.
You are in the wrong. And, I mean, this person says, rule number one, best friends or not, do not come to my house uninvited. This lady overstepped 100%.
You are out of order! You are out of order, Angie!
Stay in line, queen.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're listening to
Absolute Disaster in Fairport right now. Huge power outage has knocked out all the lights in the community, and Fairport Central Schools canceled all classes and activities for the day.
Oh, this is breaking news.
Yes,
18,000 people.
Patrice is showering in the dark. So,
oh, this sucks. Sorry to hear that, guys.
Yeah, they're working on. It should be up. They said within the hour, so it will be. Great. I don't know why they wouldn't just delay it, but they already canceled school. So,
well, this is the worst time for your power to go out when it's currently, what, 10 degrees outside?
Yeah.
It's awful. Yeah. I mean, right now we're looking at a high of
28. I'm sure my neighbor is losing it. So, yeah, that's not the most ideal thing to happen when you're getting ready for work. I have been in that situation getting ready for work or school. I think I was younger, via candlelight. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But
I mean, with the cold temps, you definitely want to take some, I don't know, be advised, take safety measures. Does anybody actually
a blanket?
Does anybody actually have anything like that in their vehicle stored away?
Yes,
like if you like, what do you have? Like a blanket?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I have a change of clothes,
bottled water.
Uh-huh. Bottled water, a snack. And it's all in my trunk, so I can't like eat it.
Yeah, everybody should have something like that within their vehicles. I don't, and I think it has something to do with my OCD.
Yeah, your really OCD is going to be high when you're stranded on the side of the road.
And sick. I'm sick, okay? I'm working on it. Absolutely. Coming up on the show, it's another edition of Missed Connections. Coming up, we're going to talk to our
I can't.
We're going to talk to our listener, Matt. We had a girl text in yesterday and wanted us to set her up on a date with Matt. Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight. Which is crazy because Matt sounds blitzed out of his mind every time he calls.
It's 7 a.m.
But if there's one thing Breezy and I are good at, it's helping people fall in love.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to miss this. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
I know that.
It's another edition of
Missed Connections.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Love is in the air this holiday season.
Yes, it is.
You know, over the last few years, this show has attracted some really interesting listeners.
Let's make love tonight.
Some of who we love, others who just give us a headache, and we won't name names.
Yes.
Teresa from Gates.
Yeah, she's
but
wild.
When it's all said and done, we truly love all you guys who take the time to tune in and start your day off with us.
Mm-hmm.
And one listener who really started to grow on us within the last year is a guy by the name of Matt. Coincidentally, Matt and I grew up together, and I just found this out not too long ago, but Matt and myself took dance class together when we were both 9 years old at a little place in Greece called Danceletics.
I can't stand both of you. I really can't.
Well, Matt likes to call the show from time to time.
And every day.
Yesterday, when he was on, we had a lovely young lady text in and said, can you guys hook me up with Matt? He's hilarious, and I want to have his babies.
Clarification, just a quick clarification. It just said, get me a date with this caller. So,
now, typically, when Matt calls in, he sounds blitzed out of his mind.
Yeah.
But it's just him. It's just his personality.
Let's
get him on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Matt. Matthew, what's up?
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday.
You too, brother. You too.
What's the vibe?
Well, you know, guys, it's just the Christmas season. Anything's possible. You guys are certainly capable of this for me.
Yeah, no, if there's anything Breezy and I are really good at, it's finding love for somebody. Now, Matt, before we try to play matchmaker here and get you in touch with this girl from yesterday, tell us who you are and what really gets your pants tight.
Okay.
Well, first of all, it's probably your voice every morning, you and Breezy.
Ooh.
But I would say a couple things about me. Well, first of all, our passion for dance that we share. We can really cut a rug.
Yeah.
I like to cook.
Yep.
I can open tight jars in case anybody has, they can't open those.
And
good to know.
Now, you're also a dad, correct?
That's correct. Dad first, always. I got a great kid. Love him. Active with sports.
I had to bring it up.
Listen,
he was dad first always.
I
wasn't going to mention
first
it.
First always, but he told me to put myself out there for love.
Yeah, well, listen.
How old is he?
He's 12.
Oh, I was
okay.
Like,
no, you're
he's
good
four
dad.
Months.
You did call up the day before Thanksgiving last week. You do get down in the kitchen. You hosted. I mean, you made a 25-pound turkey.
Yeah.
I did. Thank you very much for that shout out.
No problem, man.
It came out great. Everybody loved it.
Wasn't dry.
A crowd pleaser. Home with leftovers.
Yeah.
Were we able to get in touch with this girl from yesterday?
You know, so she wrote, get me a date with this caller. And then I texted her back and said, ha, are you serious? And then she ghosted me.
Well,
so
she probably is listening, but also probably a little bit nervous. And Matt, considering you are a single guy, you're a single dad, you're successful. You live in what town?
I'm on the west side. I'm in Greece.
Okay, still in Greece.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I want you to go ahead, put yourself out there, man, because if it's not this girl, it could potentially be somebody else. You
we
know what I mean?
We have a plethora of listeners. Let's just put
so
it that way.
If you are
that
focused,
very true.
Treat this as a misconnection. Go ahead.
Well, I called, you texted, but either way, it's a misconnection. I couldn't call back. You had me grinning ear to ear. Could it possibly be Christmas cheer? Maybe start with a beer. If old St. Moose and Breezy can find you, if I knew your name, it would make it easier for my letter to Santa.
Would you have that ready to go?
That was off the dome.
Yeah. So if you are listening, we got to get this girl's name. We got to get you on a date with our boy, Matt. And forever, for anyone else listening, if this was appealing to you, go ahead and hit us up. 585-252-9800. Because he offers more than just his looks. Don't you, buddy?
Wait, hold on.
That's correct.
Wait.
Hold on, text messages are coming in right now.
No. It's the girl.
Oh, she's here.
She's texting. She goes, oh my God, Breeze, this is hilarious.
Why don't you have her call in immediately?
I mean,
let's give her
your number.
Yeah, do you want to do that,
she
Matt?
Goes, I could have done without the poem, but I'm still into it.
Okay, love it. This is working out perfectly. All right.
Well, listen, you got to put yourself out there. You got to appeal to everybody. You got to let them know that you're into little rom-coms, you know?
Okay. All right, let's. Okay, Breezy's taking her number down right now. We're going to get the two of you guys in touch with each other.
Why don't we do it on air?
And then I am specifically going to pay for dinner for the two of you wherever you want to go.
I love that.
Wherever you want to go. There's a $50 limit.
Ideas?
Oh, is this her number?
I mean, call her.
All right.
She said, give it to me. Wow. Again, to be fair, I didn't specify if this was a man or a woman, but I guess we'll find out when we give them a call right now, live on air. But they're into it. Here we go.
Hold on, Breezy, stall for me.
If you were to go on a date with this girl, what would that look like?
Well, Breezy, maybe the Cheesecake Factory. You always speak so highly of it.
Who doesn't love the Cheesecake Factory? There's a plethora of different options.
See, you're selling me already.
Okay, she's on hold. You ready? All right, hold on.
Is she really?
Let's put her through. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, I'm a woman.
What's your name?
Yes.
So my name is Gina.
Gina.
And I am definitely feeling that. But you know, I have to be honest.
She's married.
I have all of your attention. You know, I'm kind of an asshole. I may get a little bit of the devil's lettuce in the morning and then think I'm a co-star with you guys.
Yeah.
I also have a mutual friend with Breezy, but I told her not to tell her my identity because I do text in often and I am a bit cheeky.
Okay.
Her name is Alex.
Well, listen, Gina.
Okay, I have five friends named Alex.
Aside from all that.
I could tell you, you did go to the movies with her a couple weekends ago.
Gina, this is about you and Matt. Are you interested in going on a date with Matt?
I would love to go on a $50 limit date with Matt, but my husband is not going to be down with
it. What just happened? What do you mean you're married? What was all this for?
I'm so sorry. What a jerk.
Wow.
I hope this opens up the world for him, obviously.
My God.
Typical. See, typical woman leading you on.
My God. Matt, are you
unbelievable.
With us?
Matt, you still there, buddy?
I'm still picking my jaw up off the floor. Oh, I'm heartbroken.
All right, listen. God. Gina, thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
We love you.
I'm not good right now.
I'm not either. This is typical.
This is not scripted, by the way. Everyone's like, you guys right? No, we literally, this is off the cuff. I have no idea what's going on. It couldn't have gone worse.
Hey, Matt, don't.
I'm still here.
Yeah, we're gonna find someone special for you, buddy. Somebody who's actually single and not married.
Someone just wrote in, I'm single. I don't have time for all this.
All right,
it's too much admin.
Matt, that $50 date is still yours if you want it.
Of course. I mean, I might have to find love at the Cheesecake Factory. But who knows? Maybe a caller will come in. Gina started off strong.
Yeah, she did.
That's FCC be darn.
Right. I am going to have a word with all of my friends named Alex right now because this is unacceptable.
Yeah, it really
Absolutely.
Is. All right, listen, buddy. I'll call you after the show, okay? Hey.
Sounds good, brother.
Hey, chin up.
Yeah, chin up.
Chin up. I'm gonna stay in there. It's not an ideal way to start a Friday, but you know, it is. Honestly, the Christmas season, miracles can happen. You never know.
It's not a no, it's a maybe. That's, you know what I mean?
98 PX. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.